This is Vatican News. What does it take to be a good preacher? That's what US online and cable TV programme Sunday to Sunday aims to find out. The Emmy Award-winning series identifies gifted preachers who pass along their ideas about the preaching ministry. The programme was created and is hosted by Father Mike Russo, retired professor of communication studies at St. Mary's College of California. He spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane, about how the series came about and his reaction to winning a coveted Emmy Award last year.
Well, I've always been interested in how public communication functions, whether in political life, but most clearly in our own religious life. And, you know, Pope can write an encyclical, how is it received? A Pope can preach, but then a parish priest is the same. It's a similar kind of ministry of looking at the Word of God on a Sunday to Sunday at Mass. I began this project well over 10 years ago, and I was just doing some research on great preachers. And there's a series in America called The Library of America, which looks at a literature just generally, anything from, you know, Herman Melville to contemporary writers, Ernest Hemingway, name a writer, they have a volume based on the core work of that particular author. Well, they came out with a series one book of about 600 pages of great preaching in America, beginning with Jonathan Edwards and bringing it up to the present with people like Martin Luther King. So in that one volume of about several hundred pages, I was looking for the Catholic preachers in among the 600 citations or so. Only two Catholic preachers made it into this book. One was fairly obvious, Fulton Sheen. The other was John Courtney Murray, the Jesuit theologian. And I thought there's something wrong with this. Obviously, there are a lot better Catholic preachers, and I could have suggested a few of them. But also, the fact is we do sacramental preaching or sacramental homilies. And it got me to realize that that's a rather new thing in terms of the expertise of translating the Mass into English meant that the preacher had to, as a Catholic priest, had to go beyond the ritual of the Mass to some form of scriptural analysis of the texts. And that's a whole new skill, which I think we're only now completely understanding. So to make a long story short, I'm looking for great preachers and how they affect the community. We've done 13 episodes, but we're actually working on the 13th episode right now, which will be in Los Angeles at a great parish, St. Monica's in Santa Monica, under the great leadership of Father Lloyd Torgerson. And that particular episode, which will be 1 hour, we're doing a one-hour documentary, we are looking particularly at how the preaching affects the ministry and the witness of the people in the pews. In other words, over a long time, his preaching and the preaching of the other individuals of that parish have had an enormous effect on the people themselves. In their own ministries, one woman opened a ministry to a hospital in Africa. Another young woman is working in the area of justice and civil rights, and recently responded to the George Floyd murder here in the United States in a positive way. All of this, I think, is attributable to the kind of ministry that's happening at St. Monica and through the work of Father Lloyd Torgerson and other priests there.
Years ago, priests would stand up on the pulpit and talk, and everyone would listen. People nowadays kind of think, oh gosh, that was a boring sermon or whatever. Do you think they really have to, that it's a case of that needing help, having to up their game, or having to really communicate to the congregation something that'll get through to them, that it's no longer okay to rattle off something on a Sunday morning?
Well, for sure. And the game has only been enhanced because of COVID, because now in the United States, you could watch any number of Catholic masses on streaming services and switch the dial. I hate to be so cruel, but preparation for the Sunday homily is a major part of what I would call the art, craft, and spirituality of preaching. I mean, even one must make it a constant companion. I have a number of remedies, not ones that would be unusual, but I think there are a number of factors. I mean, to be a good preacher also means to be an adequate writer. And I prefer, in my own case, to write the homily out before I preach it, although I don't necessarily don't preach it quite the same way that I write it. I collect all of them. All of my homilies are collected on a web blog entitled francisfactor.com. And I have 5 years or more of my homilies. And they're like quite devoted. And they began with our Pope, Pope Francis, who from the very beginning, recognized how we must look upon preaching as a ministry. And really the whole Sunday to Sunday project began and was inspired by his preaching to particular congregations, knowing who they are and seeing the spiritual needs that are there. Every congregation is different. I adjust my preaching style, if you will, to different groups by way of age or by way of location. And I think that requires a lot of effort and work. And I've been doing it for 50 years, and I'm still doing it. I mean, to me, it's an important part of my weekly devotion.
Why do you think yourself that this program has been such a success, that it has been awarded for its success? Is it the case that it is really got a niche? You've caught that essence. You've caught that niche that people are looking for.
I think you're right. We caught a niche. I had the idea in my head for 10 years. It's loosely based on another television program called Inside the Actor's Studio that James Lipton created here in the United States, where he would interview a great actor, and you would see a number of film clips or stage plays by the actor, and the actor or director would comment on their work. I borrowed that formula, if you will, for the basic series, where we do an interview with the preacher, do a profile of that individual in the location that they preach, and then hear a shortened or edited version of it. The whole purpose of the Sunday to Sunday program, while it's meant for a general audience in part, it's also meant to be as a teaching tool in seminaries. We have a study guide. We are working on arrangements with a major university to do the beginnings of a program that will enhance preachers.
It's no mean feat winning an Emmy Award for a program for a TV series. Were you very surprised about it?
Well, if one thing is to win it, we won it within 3 years, which is even more amazing, because we're kind of a no-name brand as far as the secular world. But we won. I always say to people that if I told you 3 years ago we'd win an Emmy, you'd say I was delusional, because it was inexplicable. Other than the fact that the people we were competing against, obviously the judges all obviously saw that we had something of value. Plus, the episode that I should mention is with Father Chris Walsh, who is a priest who ministers to a largely African-American community in Philadelphia. The amazing thing about it, the episode, was that we filmed it a year ago, and it was judged the very week of the George Floyd situation here in the States. And the judges may have heard something in that was quite unique, primarily because I began the interview with a quote from the author, Toni Morrison, and asked how we as preachers can bring about racial healing. No easy task, to say the least, but it's something that we're called to do. And I think that resonated among the electors or the voters who voted on our particular award.